Hudson police say they removed three trespassers early this morning from the fishing encampment on city-owned land. People had been using small shacks on the property for more than 100 years, stewarding Hudson's North Dock and North Bay, paying no taxes, handing the buildings down through generations. Tiffany Martin Hamilton calls herself a lifetime member of the Frugari Boat Club.
This morning, the police department was tasked with evicting the Frugari, so anyone that was on property that at this point belongs to the city was to be evicted. They hollered into the property, and the three people that were there all came out very peacefully. There was no resistance, no hoopla.
The Frugari squatters collectively organized under the moniker of the North Dock Tin Boat Association. That entity lost its appeal of a 2011 decision dismissing its property ownership under adverse possession or squatters' rights on a legal technicality. Hudson Mayor William Hollenbeck gave the boat club until July 16th to gather their belongings and abandon the site. The Frugari members have had meetings with the mayor and city officials, but have not been able to come to any sort of agreement to preserve the property. Tiffany Martin Hamilton is hopeful the dialogue can continue.
Things that happened this morning were very heated. Not the actual confrontation, but there was a lot of buildup to what was happening in the middle of the night. So I think once things cool down, we'll be able to pick those conversations up where we left off. I did have a call with the city attorney today. The city has shown that they are, they're willing to work with us if there's something viable that can be done to preserve what's there. And if it's legal and if it's doable from a financial perspective, that they are willing and open to any suggestions.
Mayor Hollenbeck isn't certain what will happen to the Frugari.
Corporate Council is at the request of a meeting we had with the Tin Boat Association, looking into some of the issues that were presented by the Tin Boat Association. And we've sent requests to the Department of State for a determination and opinion in regards to the leasing of public accessible land, and we're waiting for a written opinion from the State Department at this time.
City workers have erected fencing around the buildings on North Dock Street. The three trespassers were released without charges. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.